know, the exorcism movie has become a bit like the gangster film or the western or the romantic comedy. I mean, it's become a bit of a standardized genre with predictable plot developments and characters and dialogue. In recent years, we've had kind of a spate of exorcism movies. Think of The Exorcism of Emily Rose, which was pretty good, I thought, from a religious standpoint. More recently, The Last Exorcist. Now gracing the theaters, if gracing is the right word, is a movie called The Rite, and it stars Anthony Hopkins as a grizzled old Jesuit priest who's an experienced exorcist. And then Colin O'Donoghue, who's an Irish newcomer, and he plays his doubt-plagued apprentice. He's a deacon preparing for the priesthood. We get to see something kind of unique in this movie, namely the class in which exorcists are trained at the Vatican. I think the other great mark of this movie is Hopkins overacting. I mean, by the end of the film, there's not one piece of scenery he leaves unchewed. As I say, I think the genre of the exorcist movie is a bit tired, and all the signs of that fatigue are on display in The Rite, which I think is one reason why, during the movie, my mind kept drifting back to the great origin of this genre. And I really mean that word great on purpose. The movie The Exorcist from 1973. When I first saw The Exorcist, it wasn't in the theater, but soon after, when it was first on TV, I was completely terrified by it. And I think most people were when they first saw it. I didn't sleep for several nights after I saw that movie. But, you know, the second time I saw it, which was in relatively recent years, I was prepared for this, you know, transformation of Linda Blair from cute kid into vomit-spewing, cursing like a sailor monster. So I was ready for that. And it allowed, I think, some of the deeper themes of the movie to emerge. And there are some very interesting spiritual themes. Finally, I would say The Exorcist is a movie not about the possessed girl. It's a movie about these two priests. Remember, we first see a younger priest, Father Damien Karras, who's played by Jason Miller. And Father Karras is a rationalist. He's been trained in psychology, I think in medicine too, at some of the finest, you know, universities. As the film opens, he's racked with guilt over the way he's treated his dying mother, but he's also filled with doubts about the supernatural claims of his own Catholic faith. Well, to the attention of this young priest comes this extraordinary case of Regan, this young girl, who has a malady so bizarre that it's confounded the best of scientists, doctors, psychologists. And Father Karras is now trying to figure this out. And I think some of the more comical scenes in The Exorcist, and there are comical scenes in it, are showing this young rationalist priest trying to make sense of something which is so clearly beyond what reason can understand. It's so clearly a supernatural phenomenon, and yet he's trying to understand it in natural categories. Well, finally, at his wit's end, he calls for Father Lancaster Maron, who's an older Jesuit priest, archaeologist, and specialist in exorcism, played by the great Max von Sydow, one of the really fine actors of the last 50 years. To me, one of the more terrifying moments of that movie is when Maron arrives at the house of the possessed girl, and he walks in the door, and you immediately hear this horrifying animal cry from the girl, you know, Maron, crying out his name. What ensues is a conversation between Maron and the younger priest, and the younger priest is still trying to understand this thing kind of psychodynamically. I think it's revealing different personalities, and the older priest says, no, there's one personality. You know, it's the personality of the dark power. Father Maron also commences to pray, which to that point no one had done in the movie. Finally, someone knew what to do, what they were dealing with. And then, of course, we have these absolutely horrifying scenes when the two priests come into the room to confront the devil in this girl. And we know them now. They become almost cliched as they go through the rite of exorcism, and they do battle, not with flesh and blood, but as Paul said, with powers and principalities. The climax of the movie comes when Father Marin, worn out by these exertions, dies of a heart attack. And then Father Karras, the younger priest, as it were, lures the devil into him to draw the devil out of this girl. The devil comes into him, and then he is thrown out the window to his death. Now, what becomes clear are a couple things. One is the reality of the supernatural. And I think a great virtue of that movie, but even the more minor exorcism movies, is that we see the reality of the supernatural. And the younger priest, especially Father Karras, begins to see that his priesthood is in relation to this dimension that goes beyond what reason can master. The Catholic tradition, they're both Catholic priests, of course, loves reason, reverences reason, loves to use the sciences, psychology, not an either or, but there's a dimension of reality which goes beyond what the sciences can measure. And that's, I think, what the younger priest begins to see. Second thing, I think, is very important. Both of these priests are warriors. Both of these priests die in battle. And they die defending a young girl whom they barely knew, but who had been entrusted to their care as priests. The priesthood is this beautiful and powerful and noble calling. The priest is called upon to do battle with the dark powers as they manifest themselves everywhere. That means in sin, that means in human dysfunction, it also means in the supernatural dimension. And the priests are called forth as warriors, and they give their lives as warriors. And I think that's a very powerful reflection on the nature of the priesthood. The very last scene of The Exorcist, I think, is arresting. The young girl has been saved. The devil has been expelled from her by these two priests. And she and her mother are about to pull away from this terrible place where they've suffered so much. But she spies a priest, whom she didn't know, but he has the Roman collar on. And she stops the car, the young girl. She gets out, and she throws her arms around the priest. She kisses him. And what it was a tribute to the two men who had saved her. It was a tribute on her part to the priesthood. Now, the rite comes nowhere near the power and artistry of The Exorcist, but it does suggest, I think, the reality of the supernatural, and that's important. And even something of the heroic nature of the priesthood. At a time when both the supernatural and the priesthood are very much under attack, that's not altogether a bad thing.